And I want the rest of you cowboys to know something. There's a new sheriff in town.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. Well, you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'll be happy to tell you again. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever. Takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. Well, honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on memory, make people forget things they knew. It's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever.
God bless
Shooting Bench on Survival Circle Radio Network, keeping you informed on guns, news, politics, guns, survival, preparedness, and guns. The tyrant is holding our country hostage, and our freedom is at stake. It's time to take a stand and tell the tyrant, we will not comply. Join me now in the never-ending fight against tyranny, right here on The Shooting Coach. Wonders might be present. All righty then, here we are. Welcome to The Shooting Bench on the 5th of September. And boy, a lot of stuff going on. We ought to have a pretty busy night tonight. I do have a few little problems here with websites and stuff not doing exactly what I want them to do. So, but that show must go on. It's not going to keep us from there. It looks like everything's loading in there. All right, this ought to be a pretty good night. Let me get over here to the chat room real quick and see. Looks like Nan made it in. Finally, she was having internet problems too. And who else we got? AZ Bound. Wow, I'm in there a bunch of times. I need to get rid of some of those. And to Tinker and Doc and Minnie and Mountain Shooter and Nan and Northwest Heavy. Rolex again. Good to have you, brother. And Yakima Glock, Tebow, a couple of anonymous. All right, well, let's continue to march here. Getting down here to just a little over a week for our class in Colorado. Really looking forward to that. The survival tabs are ordered but not shipped yet because they have to figure out all the addresses and figure out shipping and all that stuff. So I'll probably have all that done tomorrow. And with any luck, they'll all be here before I leave for Colorado. And they're at least the ones that are coming here. Thank you, Yakima Glock, for that. And always like to make sure everybody's getting sound out there. Every once in a while, I screw something up and don't get sound. But every twice in a while, it's internet problems. And so, one of those things. All right, got a little gun news here to start with. This was, I don't know who the people were, what the circumstances were here, or if this AK-47 that they're talking about was wore out, damaged, or if it was a select fire, but whatever happened, doesn't matter. It looks like a couple of guys, maybe National Guard, maybe they're military anyway, standing on range, and there's the civilian, or a guy in civilian clothes anyway, and he's shooting this AK. And the instructor there being very, very patient, very cautious with him, and he told him that it would fire, you know, semi-auto. Every time he pulled the trigger, it would fire once. And for that statement right there, it makes me think that possibly it was a select fire gun. And he was just telling me that wasn't going to be that way. But I don't know that for sure. But at any rate, he shot. The instructor standing right there beside him. And there's another one behind him a few feet away. And he shoots, boom, boom, you know, nice and slow, probably four times, maybe three, four times. And then that thing went rock and roll on him. And the guy didn't panic too bad. I mean, he freaked out a little bit, but he did hold on to the gun, kept it pointed downrange fairly well. I think he probably put a few rounds through the roof, but I got to give the instructors a lot of credit here, though. This is exactly how that instructor got killed in Arizona a few years ago. A 9-year-old girl had an Uzi, and he wasn't paying attention. It's fully his fault. It was not hers. I hate to say that, but it was. It got away from her and shot him right in the face with a 9mm Uzi. And this one potentially could have done the same thing. The guy backed up, obviously, from the recoil, took a couple of steps back, passed the instructor, and the potential was there
to sweep the instructor. But he was on top of it. He got his hand on the top of the gun back around the sights, and the instructor, or I guess he was an instructor, the guy behind him stepped in very quickly and put his hands on the guy's shoulder and kept him from backing up anymore. They were absolutely on top of it. I'm sure they were as surprised as everybody else, but they were right there. And nothing happened. And, you know, after it was all done, they said, you know, it was it's one of those things. Nobody got hurt. It's a learning moment. And, you know, a lot of places that have something like that happens, ladies shut the reins down, do an investigation, find out what happened, check out the gun. That's one of those things. You know, let's pull the gun off the line and get another one. Something happened here. We can look at that later. And they handled it extremely well, very professionally. And I'm most impressed. So that's all I got to say about that. The let me look here and see. All right. Doc's in there. He says, surprisingly complex and difficult to correctly convert a semi-AK into a select fire version. So, yeah, I think that this one probably was a select fire gun to start with, but I don't know that. But there was no mention of flipping the switch, you know, by accident or anything like that. So, Rolex, the class in Colorado, was going to be up near Colorado Springs, right outside of Colorado Springs. And it will be September 14th, 15th, and 16th. It's the three-day personal defense handgun class with the night shoot. Let's see here. All right, let's look at the next deal here. No particular order. We do have a couple of pressing things here, but they'll still be here in a minute. This during these hearings for, you know, to get Kavanaugh in there for a Supreme Court justice, there was the father of a Parkland student was in there, and it says that the Supreme Court nominee, Kavanaugh, refused to shake his hand and walked away. Now, this tells you how desperately they're searching for, wow. There's an elk bugling right outside my door. That was loud. You can't be very far out there. Anyway, this tells you how desperately that they're, you know, grasping at straws here, trying to do anything that they can. What happened in real life, if you watch the if you just look at the picture that they put on the website, plainly the guy still had his hand out and Kavanaugh was turning around walking away. However, somebody was on the ball there and got a video posted, a security video, and this is what really happened. They finished, and Kavanaugh got up to leave, and it just was about to turn around. This student's father, the dead student, stepped forward and stuck his hand out, and about that time, security was all over him. You know, you're out of bounds. You stepped too far where you're not supposed to be. So they didn't show that. If they'd have taken the picture, you know, 1/2 second later or 1 second later, it would have showed security on top of that guy. If they'd have taken the picture 1 second or so earlier, it would have shown the guy not even gotten his hand stuck out there yet. It would have been a non-event. But they happened to snap. Of course, they probably snapped 800 pictures right there in a few seconds. And they went through and skillfully and cleverly chose the one that showed, it looks like Kavanaugh walking away. And the guy stuck his hand out. It looks like Kavanaugh refused it and walked off. That is not what happened. I'm just sick of these damn people. I could puke. Let's see. There, AZ bound. Telling you where the class, I don't know exactly what the distance was, but it's up close to Colorado, close to Pueblo. All right, let's move on here. Yeah, we did that one. I guess everybody's watching Nike, right? I don't know what the stock market had happened today for them. They lost $3.5 billion yesterday, according to numerous reports, in less than 24 hours after they have decided to sign up Colin Kaepernick as their new Michael Jordan or whatever. Michael Jordan was Adidas, wasn't he? Anyway, he's being their spokesperson, showing, doing ads for him and stuff. And that has not gone over well. Nike is suffering quickly, and I am so glad. For those of you that have chosen to boycott Nike, congratulations. Some people call that a liberal tactic. It is not a liberal tactic to choose not to do business with someone that doesn't believe the way that you do. Someone that is spending money, spending your money on something that you don't believe in. Spending your money on taking your rights away. This thing that Nike did was the stupidest thing I have ever seen a company do in my entire life. Why in the world would you choose that person to do this, to do these ads and stuff? It's not going over well at all. And, oh, I was going to say, for those of you that have chosen to boycott Nike, remember that there's several other brands that Nike owns, and Converse is one of them. So, you know, I've told you numerous times over the years that we continue to boycott, though we continue to not do business with those people that are fighting against us, that are spending our money on things that we don't believe in, spending our money on taking our rights away. And I told you that it's going to become more and more difficult to live, to do business at all, because a lot of these big companies own, you know, 200 smaller companies. A big company that we don't like, say Nike, owns numerous other companies, Converse and Hurley and a couple of others. It's becoming more and more difficult for us to maintain our standards, I guess, maintain our ethics. Not maintain our ethics, but you know what I'm trying to say, to stand up for what we believe in here. And then here about the same time, Levi's, now I boycotted Levi's years ago. Some people think Levi's just been the epitome of goodness here in cowboy western jeans and stuff. Have you forgotten that, Levi was a big supporter of gay rights. Now, don't misunderstand me. Yeah, you are. Yeah, I think they did it worse than Dick's Sporting Goods, Yakima Glock. I have no problem with what you do in your bedroom. Okay, you be whatever you want. You have the right to do whatever you want to do. I don't hate you because you do that. I do not support that way of life. I don't believe in it. My money is not going to go to support that lifestyle or support people that support that lifestyle. That's why I quit Levi's years ago. Levi's has their very own line of what is it, LBGT? Is that what it is? Their own line of LBGT clothing. I'm not going to spend my money unknowingly. I'm sure that there's some companies that I use that do things that I don't like, but it's because I don't know or I've been. Thank you, Nan. That's a good way to put it. To maintain our convictions, that's perfect. You're hired. My new spokesperson there. From now on, I'll just text you and say, what should I say? Anyway, Levi's now has taken a hard stand with the Everytown people, with the gun control people. We've got to do something about this gun violence. So here, like I said, I lost Levi a long time ago, but some people have lost Levi's and Nikes here within 24 hours. And Wranglers, Tebow, Wranglers is the way to go. That's all I've worn. I hope Wranglers never goes that direction. I've worn Wranglers for last pair of Levi's I wore was probably before I was even buying my own clothes. It was probably like 1968, 1966, somewhere in there. It was probably the last Levi's that I wore. Not because I was boycotting them when I was 10 years old, but because I liked Wranglers better. So when I was somewhere, you know, 10 or 12, somewhere in that area, I realized that Wranglers fit better, looked better, and cost less at the time. And I've been wearing them ever since. I have one, even my work pants. I get some of those carpenter type pants with the cute little loop on the side and stuff. It works perfect for what I do through the week. And they're made by Wrangler. So, anyway, the Nan's hired. Tebow's cheering her on. So, anyway, there's along those same lines here, there's a study just come out. Guns.com just published a study that has determined that gun owners are more politically active. And so now I don't believe this. You know, maybe some gun owners in some areas. I will say that over the last, let's say, probably started when Obama took office and got stronger and stronger over the 8 years that he was in there. And, you know, numerous other things have happened. And, you know, yeah, gun owners now are probably more active, more politically active than they have been possibly ever. But it's not, it hasn't been that way forever. This is a new thing, relatively new. And anyway, this thing says that the gun owners remain one of the most politically active voting blocks in America. Political science researchers from the University of Kansas said this week that gun owners vote more often, donate more often, and can contact their elected representatives more often, resulting in federal and state gun policies skewed away from the majority's preference for more restrictions. If that's true, you know, we don't want to get too excited about this because we don't know how many people that they polled, you know, or how many, where they came from, were they college kids or what? So, and it's only one study. We don't know how accurate it is. I do know the people on the other side. You know, look at David Hogg. He's out there hard and heavy. I don't know who's financing him. Probably George Soros or Bloomberg or somebody. But he's in the news all the time. He's in papers, magazines, and stuff constantly. And people are following him. People are supporting him. So we may have a little bit of an edge on those people, but I'll bet it's not a whole lot. We'll find out if there's any more of that, any more information on that comes out here in the near future. We'll I'll sure let you know. All right. Well, I think I'm going to take a little break here. And we'll be back with some more stuff in a few minutes.
I'll be back. I call collect on the phone. You say you're tired and alone. But it sounds like someone else is lying there. She said, don't call me no more. Don't you knock on my door. It's too late now and I know you'll never change. She said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. She said, just leave me alone and let me hang up this phone. 'Cause he'll see me cry and think I still love you. Please don't call me no more. I changed the locks on my door. It's time you understood that we are through. She said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. Smiling Robert Redford hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care.
You hear? Hell's coming with me! swear that I will support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same. So help me God. Revolution. Loading now. Revolution. Loading now. Revolution. Loading now. Revolution.
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
Well, quite naturally, I'm late. I don't know how late I am. I don't know when the sound stopped there. Let's check it out and see. Yeah, it could have been too long. Don't see any complaints online on the chat room yet, so maybe I saved by the bell. Anyway, excuse me, let's go on to some other stuff here. Oh, before I do that, let's talk about customer service.
You know, that's one of those things that some people really get annoyed by it. Some people get completely irate and everything. And some people just say, oh, well, we'll just go somewhere else.
Well, Amy is one that is a big matter of fact. So we're going to be writing letters and really getting after some people here pretty quick. There's several things here in town that quite a few places here in Sholo. The customer service is not great. Hatch Toyota is one of them. Anyway, we went to Amy did, and she told me about it. But went to Blue Ridge Veterinary Clinic over in Pine Top. And I guess officially it's in Lakeside, but it's right there close to the line anyway. And a friend of ours called earlier, and our dog had a terrible, terrible gash somehow. I don't know if he jumped in a fence or what happened in his belly. And she asked if Amy could take the dog to the vet because she had to do some stuff, some medical procedures, and just was just a bad time for her. So they called the vet and said, yeah, as long as you can be here before 5, that'll be fine. If you're after 5, it'll be $300 just for the examination fee. Okay, well, let's jump in the car and go. Amy got there at 5:10, and the lady behind the desk said it was duly noted that she was there early. And she said, okay, well, I'm just going to sit out here in the parking lot with the dog. You know, you're all signed in. Just holler at me when you're ready. And the guy says, well, let me take a look at the dog. So he comes out and looks and says, oh, yeah, boy, it needs stitches. And so he said, okay, you know this is going to be $300, right? And he said, no, hell, it ain't either. He said, they said if I got here before 5, it would not be $300. As a matter of fact, the lady behind the desk called the owner of the dog and said, yeah, that's right, your friend is here with the dog, and they were here before 5, so no, it won't be a $300 fee. Okay, good. And this guy said, well, he says after 5 now, so it's still going to be $300. So she called the owner of the dog and said, what do you want to do? She said, well, I ain't paying $300, I can tell you that. So she said, I'll tell you, I've got some lidocaine here. And I told him I could sew it up, or Amy told her I could sew it up. And she said, well, we can probably get it sewed up. I've got some lidocaine. We'll make it work. Just bring the dog home. So Amy said, well, I'm just gonna take the dog home if you're gonna be that way. And the guy said, really? And Amy said, yeah, really. Loaded him up and off she went. So there will be a scathing letter to the editor here, short order. I'm sure that's coming up. And there's been other things around here, you know, and it seems like it's a little, probably a little more frequent maybe than some places that I've been, a lot of places I've been. But, I mean, I'm talking about the bad customer service. So we're going to do letter writing campaign for some of these places that we've had bad luck with and let people know and see if we can get people to change their ways. Of course, we got a lot of good stories too. There were some good things that's happened there. All right, let's move on. We did Nike. We did that. We did that. We did this. What happened here? How come this is not? Let's try this again. Something is not working here. Try that. Well, while we're waiting on that, let's do this one here. Here is a cop that was put on leave for having a 3% tattoo on his forearm. He's got it says, you know, the 3%, the Roman numeral 3 with the 13 stars around it, and we the people on his forearm. You can plainly see it. In this picture, they're standing here with a bunch of other cops doing something. He's from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. His name is Cole P. Daniels, Officer Cole P. Daniels. If you'd like to write a letter and tell the he joined the department in 2014. You'd like to write a letter on and let the Chapel Hill Police Department know that you think they suck, well, please feel free. Be nice about it. Just spell suck properly. He was placed on leave Monday after being photographed with this distinctive tattoo. Now, there's a lot of implications here. Well, not a lot. There's a couple. The most prominent one here is, you know, we have these cops that kill dogs and shoot people, you know, unarmed people, and there's a lot of bad ones out there. But I'll tell you, there are people, that's why I've never jumped on that bandwagon that some people have, you know, that hate all cops. There's cops out there that are on our side. There's cops out there that will be our best friend and our best asset when and if something goes to hell. I know some of them. I know several of them that are active duty police right now. I know some of them that will walk in there and turn in their badge and walk away when they're ordered to, you know, take away guns or whatever. I know a couple that have said, well, when that happens, you know, they'll be breaking the law, I'm not, and I'll be arresting some of my brother cops. I don't know how well that's going to work. I know it's the right thing to do, but having the support to do it, you know, what about the jailer? What about the judge? What about the chief of police? You know what? You got one or two lone cops out there that think they're going to do something. I'm afraid it may not turn out very well. So, and this goes for every level of law enforcement that there is. FBI, DEA, I don't care. There may only be, you know, out of every 1,000 agents, there may only be one or two that's on our side, but there's some out there that's on our side. And, you know, if you read some of the articles and stories and studies and testimonies and stuff, apparently we have a lot more on our side than what we would have thought. And so I, if I can possibly make the time here, I would like to sit down and write a letter to Cole P. Daniels personally, if I can. If I can do a little research and find out what his address is. And I'm definitely going to send one to the Chapel Hill, North Carolina Police Department. This apparently is it's the city police. It's not a sheriff's department or anything like that. So if you take a notion, well, please feel free. I don't see any information on here. It says the pervasiveness of the concerns raised by many regarding his display of a tattoo that is associated with the three percenters has caused the department to question his ability to function effectively as a police officer within his community. Therefore, the police department initiated administrative investigation in accordance with our town's personnel ordinances and policies and procedures. Daniels will remain on leave pending the outcome of the investigation. Any disciplinary action will be taken after consulting with the town's disciplinary action. Why are we even discussing disciplinary action for a tattoo? The other implication here, other than the fact that we have brothers in arms, so to speak, in these law enforcement agencies, the other thing is here, they're scared. We're making an impression on them. They are scared of us. Now, I know that there are law enforcement agencies or agents that listen to this radio show. That's been proven more than once. Most of them that do are on our side. They listen to it for the same reason you do. I know there's at least a couple that listen to it waiting for me to screw up. So I have to pause a little bit and think about my words carefully every once in a while. But there's that elk again, right outside the door. They realize that we're getting together. They realize that we're forming up, so to speak. And I think it worries the hell out of them. Otherwise, why would there be disciplinary action considered for this guy for a 3%er tattoo? And he's a cop. You know, if these people weren't scared of us, they'd look and say, I want that cop right there to lead this investigation. I want that cop right there to go and do what, to be in charge of this squad or this whatever, whatever you call them in the police, team. Because that cop right there gets it. That cop right there will be the one that will keep us out of trouble, to follow the Constitution and do things the way he's supposed to do it. He is an example to the rest of the officers in this department. That's the way it should be. But no, they're going to consider disciplinary action, really, for a tattoo. Well, I don't know if you guys, I probably can't hear that through this mic. There's an elk bugling right outside now. All right, well, let's see. I think I told you this one already. I'm not going to spend any time on this. This is going to be just a reminder. This is the the Democrat representative here that has warned immigration officers following what he calls quote unquote illegal Trump orders. He says, you will not be safe. Now, is that a threat? Or is he just saying, yeah, you won't be safe because I know there'll be people out there that will not take this kindly? I don't know what which way to take that. But between now and November, we're going to see things taking place here. Here's another police. You know, we talked about the one with the... Let me go over the chat room and see what's going on over there. I need to check and see. Let's see. Hey, Doc, I'm sorry we're out of those kind of survival tabs. I know that you you got a kick out of them there, so to speak. We talked about the officer here with the 3% tattoo. Well, here's another one. This is Officer Daniel Holtzclaw. This story's a few months old. Crying like a baby. I mean, just bawling. Why? Well, let me tell you why. He's crying because he's going to be really old when he gets out of jail. He was sentenced to 263 years. For raping 13 women while he was on duty. He was telling these women that that he could make things real bad on them and all this stuff. Said all he's 29 years old, so yeah, he's gonna be 300 and something years old when he gets out of there. Or almost 300. And he was convincing them that he was going to destroy their life, you know, put them in jail and all this stuff if they didn't have sex with him. So 13 times, at least that they know of, it worked. And somebody finally got brave and turned him in. Here's one, talked about he drove her to a field, raped her in the back seat of his police cruiser, finally left her there to fend for himself. Fend for herself. Another one, 17-year-old girl, recalls that Holtzclaw raped her on her mother's front porch. She was threatened with arrest for a minor trespassing warrant if she reported the rape. Another woman said, I didn't think that no one would believe me. And there's story after story on here about these. So those are the kind of cops that, we've talked about them before. Those are the ones that when the poop hits the fan, it's going to be a sad day probably at their house. Well, when I first saw this next story, initially I thought it was kind of funny, but that only lasted for about 3 seconds. This is a guy in... This brand new story. It's like 2 days, 5 days old. This is in Oregon. This is a hunter that, some reason or another, had messed up in his tree stand, fell out of it, and was hanging upside down for 2 days. Now, initially that sounds kind of humorous, but you think about 2 days. Hanging upside down. He's 70 years old. Another hunter, thank God, another hunter happened along and found him and managed to call emergency services. They come in with a boom truck and everything and got him out of there. And he was in a bad way. He was very, very critical. They put him in a drug-induced coma to get him squared away here a little bit. And this is, I will probably be the world's worst when I get to be 70, 80 years old. you know, we want to be independent, and we don't want to, you know, like, oh, I've done this my whole life, you know, and there's certain things that is just not wise to do
by yourself. Now, I'm not saying that it's not wise to go sit in a tree stand by yourself.
But, yeah, I don't know what happened to him exactly, but unless something broke or something, then he probably wasn't careful enough, some manner or another. This is the time when a radio might have saved the day, depending on how you carry a radio. You want to carry it in a carrier that... you know, if you happen to take a tumble down a hill or hang it upside down from your tree stand, that you don't lose your radio. I have pushed on this show and pushed and pushed and pushed for people to get radios. Learn how to use them. Get your license. The license is probably not the most important of those things, but I think it is important to learn the capabilities of your radio. But we've spent a dozen shows talking about radios and the importance of them. This is a time then that I bet this guy wished he either had one or had it in where he could access it, one or the other. But I finally got, you know, I did the MCOM deal here in Vernon, and we got 30-some-odd people signed up to our emergency communications network. And finally got over after 2 years, I finally got the second class put together. It's a free class. I'm just trying to get people familiar with their equipment and you know, how to use it, what to expect out of it, kind of procedures to follow and stuff. And that will be taking place on the 29th of September. There goes that elk. Man, that just, I don't know why I love that so much. All right, well, it is, it's that time again. I've had all the fun I can stand here tonight, so I'm going to start easing towards the door over here. And I don't know, Rolex was asking where that class was. I don't know. Rolex, that, I don't know if you're thinking about trying to make that class or not. It's pretty full. If we might be able to make arrangements for one or two more, but that's going to be the absolute max. There's just no way we can get any more than that. I could probably squeeze in a couple more now, but that's going to be the most. And the only reason I'm doing that is because I have somebody in that class that is has taken a class from me before and did really well. And so I'll have someone to help with the safety stuff aspects of it and everything. So that's why we're doing it that way. So let me get all the right buttons pushed. There we go. Give me just a second here. All right, there it goes. All right, I'm going to scoot on out of here. We'll be back Friday with Liberty Lounge at this moment in time. It doesn't look like there's anything going to keep us from doing Liberty Lounge this week. So the following week on the 14th, yeah, you know what? We may do a Liberty Lounge on the 14th. I may just have old AZ Bound get over there with me and do a show. We'll see. I think we can pull that off. All right. Well, I've had all the fun I can stand. I'm out of here. We'll see you guys Friday night for Liberty Lounge. Thanks a bunch for joining me.
This has been The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds of Southwest Shooting Authority.